Hey, how are you doing? Good, good. What? Oh, yeah, I'll be about for the raid this evening, like always. I just have some IRL things to deal with beforehand. Yeah, everything is fine. All the cats are doing great, thanks. The one just had kittens and, oof, so fucking cute. Anyway, let me cut to the chase. I know we've been really grinding well, super hard these last, I don't know how many evenings. I've been having a blast. It's been a huge nostalgia trip getting sucked back into Azeroth, but I've geared up my druid fully on classic now, and it took an eternity with the guild struggling on basic content. I mean, how many times did we wipe on fucking Domo? The mages just couldn't keep their fucking sheep straight. I mean, if I was on Loot Council, the Mage Blade would have gone to the fucking Boomkin. Don't get me sidetracked. Back on topic. You know, I've been really enjoying playing with you. It's been great fun. I was thinking, and let's be real. You've made it no secret you feel this way too. I was thinking maybe we should play together in person if you catch my drift. Oh really, the guild can manage without us for one night. I'm positive about it. But there's just one tiny eensy weensy catch. I know it's kind of slutty, but I want you to try putting a toy in your butt. A vibrating toy. I've just got into them recently, and there's all sorts of awesome apps you can use on your phone and stuff to control them. So if you're game, wanna give it a shot? Wanna have some fun? Awesome. Go on then. Pop one in right now then, slut. Also, well, you know the origins of my name, right? Shibby. Yeah, of course I told you ages ago. It's from Shibari, the art of being tied up, of bondage. I bet you've never been tied up by someone else before, have you? Felt that wash of submissive energy flow over you as you look into their eyes, knowing you're completely helpless, and that they, or me in this instance, hold all the power. I want you to be bound for me. So you have one of two options. You can either tie your wrists and ankles to the bedposts, leaving you naked, exposed, helpless. Or if you want, there's this thing I do to my scaredy little cuties. That they absolutely love. It makes them feel all secure and they're just so adorable. It makes my heart melt. What I do is I take a nice, snuggly blanket and I'll wrap it around their body, folding it over, leaving their little heads enough room to poke out. It's great for keeping them warm and reassuring them that they are safe. I'm not gonna hurt them. Do you want to try it? Just keep the call going and hop on the bed. Spread your duvet, blanket, or whatever the fuck you've got out flat. Get on top of the middle and wrap it tight around you. I suggest starting at the feet and legs first and make sure you're able to tuck it in so there's no wriggle room at all. I want it super tight. Make sure it comes about 3/4 up your torso, but no further. I don't want to suffocate my little play toy. Whichever method you choose, once you're all set, close your eyes and just try to relax as best as you can. Slow your breathing. Take your time. There's no rush. Let me tell you a little secret. I have this kink that I want to experience with you. The first time we meet, for real, I want you to be in a hypnotic trance. For real. I want you lying down in your bed, completely naked, arms and legs secured with nowhere to go. No choice but to keep listening to my voice, my will, my suggestions seeping further and deeper into each crevice inside your mind, finding the weakest spot and slipping inside. Hey, come on, you know I'm crazy kinky. I'm fucking kinky Shibby on Reddit, for Christ's sake. Oh, it doesn't matter if you don't believe in hypnosis. I want you to be skeptical. I want you to be sure that nothing will happen that you can't control. And the smugness suits you. And then it's so much more fun when I strip it away. But what if you did let it happen? What if you just focused on my words and nothing more? If you can, I wonder what could happen, By now, you should be just about settled. Because I'm going to start counting. And I want you still compliant, focusing on nothing except me, my words. What? You don't think I can hypnotize you over a Discord call? Challenge accepted, slut. All I can say is, I will totally make it worth your while if you give me a head start. I mean, you want me to play with you, right? You want me to show you my kinky side, so I can show you yours. The question is, just how kinky are you? Now then, somewhere on this phone, there is an app to control binaural beats. I know it's here somewhere. Ah, got it. Ready? Here we go. 60. You want to follow my words. So, slow your breathing for me. I know you can do that for me. Slow it right the way down. Fill your lungs with lovely, refreshing oxygen. Hold it there and breathe out. Feel your muscles relax. Sink down in your support. 59. You want to let me do this to you. You want to let go of your body. For example, you don't need your feet right now. They're not needed. Useless, in fact. So very heavy, weighing you down. So just let them go. Give them to me. 58. It feels good to let go. So refreshing, like a deep, sensual massage rolling over your body. Your mind enjoys having these burdens taken away. 57. So good that your mind wants to let go of more as your legs become heavier and heavier, as though they're being filled with a dense liquid latex along with your feet. You don't need them either, so you give power over them away and your mind relaxes even more. 56. This feels right. Feels too good to be wrong. You might start to feel the slightest tingles of a brand new sensation creeping over your skin, piquing your curiosity. 55. You want to give away more. You like this. Give in to this deep, relaxing feeling, spreading to your fingers, engulfing your hands. This sticky, goopy liquid filling them, making them docile, too heavy to even try and move. 54. You could try and fight against it. I'm sure you could. But why would you want to? Why not just switch off? Give your mind the break it deserves. 53. You want this feeling to spread across your arms, and so it does. Freezing and squeezing them into place. Your mind acknowledges that we are one and the same, a symbiotic bond between the two of us, the queen and her little worker bee. 52. You want to let this relaxation grow. You invite it inside of yourself. You're eagerly encouraging it. As each lazy breath out pushes you down, consuming your torso in that deep, dark, heavy liquid. 51. Relaxing feels good. It feels good to relax. It feels so much better this way. Your body encased in this mysterious dark substance, clinging to your skin, unable to move a muscle, keeping it pliable, keeping it still. 50. This feels incredible already, and on some level your mind accepts this already. Whatever this is where you belong. You want this feeling to grow, to bloom inside of you and take you over. 49. And now that your body is fully asleep, in its proper place, I'm going to train you to install two modes deep inside of you. One for your body, one for your mind. 48. Since your body has already given itself over to me, it seems appropriate to start there. 47. A phrase that will send your body back into this state at the snap of my fingers. 46. Causing thick liquid latex to rush into your system, weighing it down, making each and every limb compliant to my voice. 45. Out of your control, because you want to give it to me. You want more. You want to go deeper. 44. And with every number that we descend, your mind slips further away from you, falling into a happy, hazy sleep. 43. Into the perfect state to be played with, to have your mind toyed and teased. 42. It feels right to be in this state, giving your body a well-earned rest, wrapped in thick, sticky liquid latex. 41. I want you to anchor this phrase deep inside the recesses of your mind. A phrase that makes every inch of your body so very heavy, flooded, filled to the brim with viscous, black liquid latex. 40. Slave mode sleep sack. That's it. Push it deep inside your mind as you drop, as you sleep. Slave mode sleep sack. So deep now. Unable to move. Deeper and deeper. 39. And we're not done yet. Your mind is floating along in a void. My words give it direction. A life raft to hold on to give you purpose. 38. Slave mode sleep sack. You don't need to hold on to control. Your body enjoys this feeling of freedom, of weightlessness. 37. Wouldn't it feel just so good to let your mind join it? Let these happy little tingles spread from your skin, all the way up to your head. 36. The further you sink down, the smaller you get, the higher I ascend into top space, where I belong. 35. Slave mode sleep sack. As the rubber around you tightens, constricting and setting solid, as though you're frozen in time, frozen in space. 34. You don't want to move a muscle. You want to dive into this feeling and see just how deep it goes. 33. There's nothing I enjoy more than taking hold of your brain. I like seeing you grow, watching you unfold and bloom like a beautiful flower. 32. You don't have to be gifted to be memorable to me. You have to be truthful to yourself to know and accept who you truly are. 31. Because I enjoy this connection. I enjoy playing a part in making you better. It brings me pleasure, and in turn, that brings you pleasure. 30. Not just sitting there mindlessly with your cock in hand jerking off, but instead seeing you like this, in a brand new state of being. 29. Waiting, striving to be something better. The more ways you find to please me, the happier you make me, and in turn, the more fulfilled and happier you become. 28. And that is what this second trigger will install in you. A purpose to be better, where pleasing me gives you pleasure. 27. I want you to think of a time when I have acknowledged you, responded to you, anywhere. 26. Or better yet, when you've done something for me, when you've been especially helpful. Hold on to that thought, solidify it in your mind, and let those warm feelings of gratification begin to grow inside of you. 25. If you're a good toy, you'll already know of slave mode cushion. Ordering your tongue to lap and lick the air in the hopes I will let you pleasure me. 24. And then there's slave mode Sibian. Making your penis vibrate uncontrollably. I wonder what else I could make vibrate. 23. But no. It's time to install your ultimate trigger. One which I will use to tease and maybe even torment you with just a little. So, say it for me. Moan it for me. Say, yes, Domina. Thank you, Domina.
Yes, Domina. Thank you, Domina. Yes, Domina. Thank you, Domina. Yes, Domina. Thank you, Domina.
Keep
yes,
saying it again and again.
Yes,
and again.
Thank you, Domina.
The more you say yes, it, Domina, the better it feels.
Yes, Domina. Thank you, Domina. 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 Yes, Domina. Thank you.
22.
Yes, Domina.
You want to go deeper
yes,
with me.
Domina.
Because
you,
the deeper we go,
yes,
the more I can guide you.
Yes.
21.
Thank you.
You want to make
yes,
me happy.
Domina.
You want to be valuable.
Yes, Domina.
You want
thank
to be useful.
Yes, Domina.
20.
Thank you
you
yes,
want me
Domina,
to play inside
thank
your mind.
Yes,
you find
Domina,
it kinky. You find it arousing.
Yes,
giving
Domina,
up this control.
Thank you, Domina.
19.
Yes, Domina.
And you're dying to receive
yes,
your next slave mode
thank
to add to the list.
Yes, Domina.
18. Because I know
yes,
you're a slut. I know you want to squirm
yes,
in deep sexual pleasure.
Yes, Domina.
17.
Thank you, Domina.
I know you just
yes,
can't get enough. And I'm
yes,
using that knowledge to
thank
manipulate you.
Yes,
16.
Thank you.
And the thought of this
yes,
slave mode is just too enticing for
yes,
you to turn down.
Thank you.
15.
Yes, Domina.
You want to turn these feelings up.
Yes, Domina.
You want them to grow. 14.
Thank you, Domina.
You want me to
yes,
activate the toy inside your ass?
Yes, Domina.
Don't you?
Thank
slut.
Yes, Domina.
13.
Thank you.
You want me to
yes,
control
Domina,
your mind, control your body as
yes,
you're clenching around it uncontrollably.
Yes, Domina.
12.
Thank you, Domina.
And that's
yes,
what this trigger will do.
Thank you.
A phrase
yes,
that will activate all stimulation points in your mind.
Yes,
electrifying your rubber-encased skin.
Yes, Domina.
11.
Thank you, Domina.
Causing the
yes,
plug inside you to send
thank
deep, penetrating
yes,
waves
Domina,
of pleasure to your prostate.
Yes,
milking you from the inside.
Yes,
Domina. 10.
Yes, Domina.
What if I told you I'm not actually
yes,
at my computer screen right now?
Yes, Domina.
That I am just a few
yes,
minutes away from your house.
Thank you.
Because
yes,
I knew you'd want this. I've driven over to play with
yes,
you.
Domina.
Hundreds upon hundreds of miles.
Yes,
9.
Yes,
I know you might be a bit nervous about the
yes,
idea.
Domina.
But I really want to play
yes,
with you.
Domina.
And I just know you do too.
Yes,
8.
Yes,
I think I found it.
Thank you, Domina.
Thank you, Satna.
Yes,
yours is the place with the
yes,
funny looking door, right?
Thank you, Domina. Yes,
the one that says slut above.
Yes, Domina.
I'm just teasing you.
Thank you, Domina.
It's
yes,
shut down. 7.
Yes,
you want me to come inside?
Yes, Domina.
6.
Yes.
There we go.
Thank you, Domina.
Wow, your
yes,
place is surprisingly
Domina,
tidy. I'm impressed,
yes,
not gonna lie. I was expecting much worse with me
yes,
turning up unannounced.
Thank you.
Not expecting
yes,
guests and all.
Thank
5.
Yes.
Making my way across to your bedroom.
Yes, Domina.
4.
Thank you.
Slave mode sleep sack.
Yes.
3. Drop for me my rubber plugged
yes,
slut.
Thank you.
2.
Yes, Domina.
This is your reward.
Yes,
for being my good little rubber toy for me to play with. 1.
Slave
mode
minion.
That's right. Drop for me my rubber plugged slut.
Slave
mode
minion.
It is so very nice to finally be here. To play with you in person. Standing above you, the dynamic between us is crystal clear now. Me on top, you down there. I'm not wearing my usual casual sweatpants and sports bra like when I'm at the PC. This is my dominant side. I am a hypnodom after all. So I'm wearing what puts me in my proper top mind space. My full-length black, ludicrously tight, insanely shiny latex catsuit. I can't tell you how many people stopped and stared as I was getting in and out of the car. I think there's no doubt about it now. Your neighbors know. But that's not all. Around my waist sits my web, and the thing that your neighbors really couldn't take their eyes off, a 12-inch rubber strap-on. You see, I don't know what you were expecting here, that we would fuck. Such a naive little toy. You thought I'd come all this way to give you exactly what you wanted? There is only a 33.33% recurring, of course, chance of that happening. And since you're all bound up, I guess I can do whatever I want. That's why you have that toy lodged inside of you. So you can be my little vibrating minion.
Slave mode minion.
Oh, fuck yeah. I have just got to record this on my phone. The guildies would never believe it otherwise. Such a good, trembling minion. Yes, it feels good to make me happy, doesn't it? I belong inside of you, not the other way around. Fucking you from the inside out. My good little minion, making you twitch, making you squirm for me. Do you really think I'm here? In your room? Of course not, but maybe anything is possible, right? You're a fucking slut, so even the possibility makes you fucking leak for me. You're a fucking slut to the thought of me climbing on top of you, wrapping my arms and legs around you. Having our latex skins meld into one.
Slave mode minion.
Weaker in all the right places, but... so much more enhanced, so much stiffer in others. Far more attuned to who you truly are. You're going to be my little minion from now on.
Yes.
Slave mode minion.
Yes.
In games, you're gonna follow me around like a hunter's pet. Whenever my finger presses the key in your mind, it's bound to you. You respond immediately. You're gonna be my little heel slut.
Slave mode minion.
I don't care if it requires respect.
Thank you.
I don't even care if you have to re-roll.
Yes.
You're gonna be my good little heel slut.
Yes.
Slave mode minion.
With every slave mode command, it just feels natural to do it instinctively. It's automatic. Your mind doesn't need to think.
Yes.
Doesn't need to question it. It just knows what to do.
Yes, Domino.
When I say slave mode minion. Because this is how I get my pleasure. I enjoy when my minions add value to my life. The happier you make me, the more sexual pleasure you feel.
Yes.
Slave mode minion.
Yes.
The sexual pleasure by belonging to me.
Yes.
And you love this feeling, it's obvious.
Yes.
Slave mode minion.
Swelling more and more inside of you as it tightens, as it thickens.
Yes. Slave mode minion.
Yes.
And the more sexual you feel, the stronger it is reinforced within you that this is true.
Yes.
Your body knows it, your mind can't deny it.
Slave mode minion.
And you're just so willing now. You're desperate for me to recondition your mind. Just let it happen. Relax. Here it comes.
Slave mode minion.
Yes, that's right.
Slave mode minion.
Your orgasm isn't a right. It is to be earned through hard work, through dedication. Through serving me.
Slave mode minion.
Drained by me and only me as I milk it from you.
Yes.
Slave mode minion.
Yes.
Such a good little minion.
Yes.
Feel it grow inside of you.
Yes.
My good little minion.
Yes.
My rubber minion. Squirm for me. You want to please me. You want these feelings to pulse and spark and overtake your mind and body. My good little minion.
Slave mode minion.
Push it out.
Slave mode minion.
Stiffening. Lengthening.
Slave mode minion.
Such a good little minion. As it rushes and squirms through you. You want to sign away all control. To devote yourself to me by coming for me. Feel that deep, warm, sexual bliss. Spreading and rising and covering and coming.
Slave mode minion.
10.
Slave mode minion.
As it dawns on you, what am I counting down to?
9. Slave mode minion.
What is at the end of the tunnel?
8. Slave mode minion.
I want you to be all mine.
Yes.
You have my permission to come.
7. Slave mode minion.
Deep, power. Mind-melting sexual pleasure coursing through your slutty rubber skin.
6. Slave mode minion.
Yes.
Squirm and swell.
Squirt.
5. Slave mode minion.
Coming in trance is the ultimate pleasure.
4.
Slave mode minion.
Let it go. Let it happen.
3. Slave mode minion.
There is no turning back now. You want this more than anything else.
2.
Slave mode minion.
As vibrations accelerate to a fever pitch inside of you.
1. Slave mode minion.
Come for me, minion.
Slave mode minion.
Be a primitive minion.
Let it consume you. Slave mode minion.
Clench for me. Come for me.
Slave mode minion.
I want more. I want everything.
Slave mode minion.
Now as those slave shots of pleasure are running all over you.
Slave mode minion.
But you are now, my special little minion. And if you were a good minion, if you kept your hands by your side, but you didn't come, I'm even more proud of you. That must have been so hard. You must have been so close. A true symbol, a pure offering of devotion. If you're not ready, that's okay. What is most important is that you followed to the best of your ability.
I enjoy seeing your balls fall. Either way, you still have the burning need inside of you and aching for more. Because this just felt so very good, huh? And the only way to release that pressure is via hands-free orgasm and trance each and every time, unless explicitly instructed otherwise by me.
My minions don't get to ejaculate with their hands around their cocks. Oh no. To be a dedicated minion, you will be properly trained. I want your balls so full between milkings that when I have you collared at the end of my leash, when I take you outside to the park for walks as you're crawling behind me, you can watch my ass just like you watch those female characters' asses in games when you pick them. Except you'll be looking up and everyone will know the dynamic between us. A powerful, dominant woman in latex and her faithful minion down at her feet. I want them to stare. I want their eyes to peer between your legs to see those heavy, engorged balls dangling down, full of my property. And as a reward, I'll turn on the plug in your ass and oh, your eyes will just roll up inside your head in pure, washed-out bliss. In your private time, you can edge and stroke and beat that meat, but this is how I want you milk. Thrashing and vibrating until it spills from you. Just relax for me.
Slave mode sleep sack.
Such a good minion. You just look so cute wrapped up in your sweaty bondage. I haven't the heart to let you out just yet. Oh, jeez. Is that the time? Oh, I better log on to your PC and join the raid.
Slave mode sleep sack.
Stay right there for me. Good minion. You see, I main druid and you don't. But we're raiding tonight and you're kind of above me on the DKP. I kinda really want the gear that'll be dropping. Besides, you're just a rogue. No one's gonna even notice that you're not there. And this way, I'll get it all, and there's just nothing you can do about it. BC is right around the corner, too. Maybe I will make you reroll a healer so that every time you heal me, you get a good little minion zap of pleasure. We'll see. Don't worry, I can still control the toy from over here, and you really did so well. I'm so happy you decided to let me play with you. Let me just log in and join the call. Ah, hey. Yeah, I'm finally here, just in time. Oh, no. No, something tells me they won't be on this evening. In fact, I have a feeling he'll be gone for quite some time. Good minion, sleep for me. See you in a few hours after the raid. Maybe we can play together some more.
Slave mode, sleep sack.